Today in Science from Wired.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Scientists just tried growing human kidneys in pigs. Transplant organs are scarce. Could growing ones with human cells in pigs alleviate the shortage? By Emily Mullen. Researchers in China have used pigs to grow early-stage kidneys made up of mostly human cells. The advancement is a step closer to producing organs in animals that could one day be transplanted to people. More than 100,000 people in the United States are on the national transplant waiting list, and 17 people across the country die each day waiting for a donor organ, according to the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network. Kidneys are the most in demand, with nearly 89,000 Americans needing one as of September. The ability to generate human organs in pigs would make a significant impact in reducing the number of patients on a waiting list in the United States and around the world, says Mary Gary, a professor of medicine at the University of Minnesota who studies chimeric organisms, those that contain cells from different species, but wasn't involved in the research. Gary's team showed in 2020 and 2021 that it was possible to grow humanized blood vessels and skeletal muscle in pigs. Attempts at making animal chimeras in the lab began decades earlier. In 1984, researchers at the Institute for Animal Physiology in Cambridge, England, reported that they had created goat-sheep chimeras by mixing embryos from the two species. Most recently, news leaked in 2019 that scientists had made the first embryos that were part human and part monkey. They subsequently destroyed them. The work was eventually published in 2021. Led by Juan Carlos Ispizua Belmonte, then a professor at the Salk Institute for Biological Studies in California, the team carried out their experiments in China, where they said monkey embryos were cheaper and easier to obtain. In the current study, a team led by scientists at Guangzhou Institutes of Biomedicine and Health injected more than 1,800 pig embryos with human stem cells and then transferred them into the wombs of 13 female pigs. They allowed the chimeric embryos to grow for up to 28 days, then stopped the pregnancies to remove and examine the embryos. They collected 5, which all had kidneys that were developing normally and contained up to 65% human cells. The research was published September 7th in the journal Cell Stem Cell. The study authors didn't respond to Wired's request for an interview. It is remarkable to see that about 60% of the primordial pig kidney contained human cells, says Jun Wu, a stem cell biologist at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical School who wasn't involved in the new study. Wu, Belmonte, and their colleagues were the first to grow embryos with mixed human and pig tissues, a feat they reported in a 2017 study. In that paper, Wu and his team also described growing a rat pancreas, heart, and eyes in a developing mouse. Integrating cells from pigs in humans, however, has proven more difficult than combining cells from rats and mice, which are much closer genetic relatives. Pig cells tend to outcompete human cells when transplanted into animal tissue, causing the human cells to quickly die off. As a result, the contribution of human cells in the chimeric embryos Wu's group produced was low. This study, he says, is a big improvement. There's another challenge with growing a humanized organ inside an animal. Organs need room to develop, and if there's already an existing organ, it's hard to grow a new version. There's no place for it, says Paul Knopfler, a stem cell biologist at UC Davis who wasn't involved in the current study. So what these researchers tried to do was make space for a human organ to grow inside of an animal. To do this, the researchers used the gene editing tool CRISPR to knock out two genes in the pig embryos needed for kidney development. This stopped the embryos from forming pig kidneys and created a niche or microenvironment where the humanized kidneys could take root instead. They then turned a batch of regular human cells into pluripotent stem cells, which have the ability to turn into any cell type in the body. In these cells, they turned up the expression of two genes to prevent them from dying and to improve their chances of integrating with the pig cells. The chimeric embryos were made by injecting the human stem cells into the pig embryos. Before transferring them to the pig wombs, the researchers gave the embryos a special cocktail of nutrients to help both the human and pig cells stay alive, since these cells usually have different needs. When the embryos were removed, the kidneys had formed structures typical of that stage of development. The fine tubes needed to remove waste, and the buds of cells that later turn into ducts that connect the kidney to the bladder. But since the pregnancies were stopped early, it's unknown whether the kidneys would have continued developing normally and become functioning organs that could be used in transplants. Knopfler says the results are exciting, but he raised concerns about the two genes the researchers edited to make the human cells more likely to survive when transplanted. MYCN and BCL2. When these two genes are overexpressed, they can cause cancer. He says there would need to be extensive animal testing to determine whether organs grown from these edits could cause cancer if they were transplanted into humans. For now, scientists are still a long way from growing a fully human organ inside a pig. Humans diverged from pigs about 80 million years ago, so growing human cells in a pig embryo is a significant and at the moment inefficient task, Gary says. Why pigs then, when they differ so much from humans? Scientists think they'd make ideal donor animals for people because of their similar anatomies and organ size. And right now, transplant centers can't keep up with the demand for organs. The average wait time for a kidney transplant is 3 to 5 years at most centers in the U.S., but can be longer in certain parts of the country. Pig organs can't simply be transferred into human recipients, though. Pig tissue is swiftly rejected by the human immune system, and pigs also harbor innate viruses that could be passed on to transplant patients. To avoid these scenarios, researchers elsewhere are trying to genetically engineer pigs so that their organs won't be rejected if they are transplanted into people. In January 2022, David Bennett became the first person to receive a genetically engineered pig heart. He survived 2 months with the organ before dying of heart failure. Researchers are now testing engineered pig kidneys in brain-dead donors. Other groups are trying to grow human organs from stem cells in the lab. So far, scientists have only been able to produce tiny balls of tissue the size of peas. Known as organoids, these 3D blobs have some of the same cells and structures as the organs they're meant to mimic, but are still far from the real thing. Even if scientists managed to grow full-fledged humanized organs inside pigs, there's no guarantee they'd be compatible with the human immune system. Even if you get 90% human cells, 10% pig, there's a high likelihood that the recipient would have to stay on immunosuppression in the same way that a typical organ transplant recipient would, Knopfler says. And that's the big question facing any technique that aims to generate transplant organs for patients. Will an organ, regardless of how you make it, be accepted by the recipient, Knopfler asks. Thanks for listening to Wired. I'm Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.